Let's begin this meditation by tuning into our posture. If you're sitting on a cushion, cross-legged on the floor, it's helpful to have your hips higher than your knees. And your knees can come down to the floor if your body's able to do that. They don't have to. What's some way of establishing a strong base? And if you're sitting in a chair, it's good to have your feet flat on the floor, firmly placed. And of course, this can also be done lying down. Lying down on your back, perhaps a blanket under the head or a pillow. With the legs extended, the legs could also be bent with the knees pointing upward, with the knees actually turning inward. This can give some support for the back and support relaxation. And whatever posture you find yourself in, just doing whatever kind of movement or adjusting you need to do to settle in for the next 45 minutes or so. Now we bring our attention to the breath. And just feeling the inhale and the exhale fully in the body. Especially at the start of a meditation, it's helpful to do a few deep breaths, breathing deep into the belly, long exhale. Perhaps giving our body the attention that it hasn't been getting enough of just by breathing in deeply. And how is the breath feeling at the moment? Can there be a sense of ease, restfulness with the breath, a sense of softening in the belly, the chest? Noticing the movements of the body with each inhale and exhale. And while there is a temptation to want the breath to be a certain way, this practice will see what it's like to be with the breath as it is, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's unpleasant. And tuning in enough with mindfulness to see if something shifts or something changes. Although there is this kind of safety valve to breathe a little bit more deeply, extend the exhale as you wish, in an effort to, one, to tune into the breath a little more closely and to foster focus, and also to move toward a kind of easefulness. And then after a few deeper breaths, allowing the breath to go back to its natural rhythms. Of course, paying attention to the breath is also paying attention to the body. So, what part of the body are you feeling the breath? Your real specific location, something more broad, feeling the entire body breathing. And aside from a successive number of breaths, seeing if you can just tune into one breath at a time, even one part of a breath. So seeing if you can be there for the beginning of the inhale, and the middle of the inhale, and the end of it. And then seeing if you can be there for the beginning of the exhale, halfway point, and the end of the exhale. And naturally, there's a space in between the breaths. Being aware of that also. So there is this possibility to get really fine-tuned, really quite narrow, if you will, and tuned in on a more granular level of the breath. Each aspect of it, each feeling tone of it, remembering that we're feeling and sensing into what it's like to be a living, breathing human, as opposed to thinking about those things. There is a sense of allowing, a sense of letting things be. Seeing if you can allow the breath to be as it is. Sense of naturalness, like a gentle breeze or the wind. Let the breath be like the wind. And coming and going, sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant. Often refreshing. And now let's take this more narrow focus view of the breath, if that's what you've been doing, and see if we can expand out a little more and feel the breath through the entire body. So breathing in, if you can sense into the breath going down to the feet on the inhale and coming up through the legs on the exhale. Perhaps exhaling out of your upper body, in a sense. But this idea of allowing the entire body to breathe through every cell, every pore. Now, we don't exclude any part of our body, but feeling our feet and our legs, our hands and our arms and shoulders, our torso. The whole head and face region. And now we place the breath in the background of our attention and we bring our body sensations to the foreground. And we notice with this similar kind of curiosity with the breath, we ask ourselves, how is the body right now? And then periodically throughout a meditation, it can be helpful to just do a posture check and checking in on your posture and mindfully adjusting if you need to. And so what is arising in your awareness when you tune into the body? What sensations are there? For example, if you tune into the hands, you may notice pulsing, tingling, a kind of temperature, or just the way that they're maybe placed in your lap, or clasped together. again, we can have this kind of real tight window focus. We can be more expansive, focusing on one finger at a time, even one fingernail. Or widening out and feeling the entirety of both hands. Or maybe you'd like to be even more expansive and feeling the upper body, the whole torso. Of course, we haven't left the breath completely. Like I said, it's more in the background. So there's this sense of the breath and the body moving, and perhaps a softening throughout the belly. So in this regard, we're not excluding any parts of our body, and we're not favoring one part of the body over another. So this can be somewhat experimental also. And whether you want a more narrow view of a part of the body or be more expansive is up to you. And again, I'm emphasizing this idea of feeling. And noticing, of course, when the mind wanders, it doesn't mean you've done it wrong or you're bad or anything. Or if the mind has felt scattered, we just notice it and with as little judgment as possible, with as much kindness as possible, we bring it back to the sensate feeling of being in this body. And noticing, perhaps on a wider scale, just the general feeling tone. Is there a heaviness or a lightness or a restlessness or a sense of feeling blasé? And perhaps recognizing that, the recognition of those different states of the body is, in fact, a practice of mindfulness and a training in mindfulness. So it's more important that we're noticing these things versus having a specific type of experience. So what is there to notice? That's the question. What is there to notice here? And perhaps keeping a gentle feel of the breath, body sensations a little bit more in the foreground. Noticing if any parts of the body are changing or if there is an ebb and flow of sensation. Oftentimes we can, when we tune in, we can notice waves of sensations or rising and passing of particular experiences. And now we'll expand our awareness even further, setting the awareness of the body, this time in the background, along with our breath. And in the foreground, we'll include sound. So maintaining our seat or an awareness, a light awareness of the body lying down, we open our sense doors of hearing. And again, we see, we ask, what's here now? What is there to notice? And similar to the breath and the body, there's a sense of not excluding anything. We're not favoring certain sounds over other sounds. But simply being and receiving, allowing, noticing shifts in tone and loudness, pleasant or unpleasant, of course. Again, it's more important, this act of listening versus what is actually being heard. In other words, the content is less important than our listening. So even if there's nothing to be heard, we still wait and listen. And when you notice that the mind has turned into thinking about a certain sound or imagining or visualizing what a certain sound may be, just noticing that, coming back to listening. This 360-degree panoramic soundscape. As we listen to sound, we notice we hear sounds in our own mind. You notice that is a cue to turn our attention outward. And now we'll set the exterior sounds or the other kind of objects of attention in the background for the time being. This time we will turn inward and we observe the mind. And I invite you to see if you can maintain a sense of the body throughout this. Maybe a partial, like I've said, kind of in the background awareness of the body or a partial awareness of the body. But more emphasized this time, the mind. And we'll start by just noticing any particular state of mind that is present. Whether it's taking the flavor of restlessness or agitation or a kind of more energetic state. Or whether it's more on the slothful side, more kind of lackadaisical side. Noticing if there's a sense of tightness in the mind, sense of scatteredness. And exercising this observer quality, is it possible to observe this state instead of being embedded into it? Instead of being pushed around by it, if you will. And then from these mind states, maybe certain thoughts or emotions running the gamut of pleasant or unpleasant or not very interesting at all. And not that we ignore or disregard these thoughts, emotions, and mind states, but we actually show quite a bit of care for them. And we show this care for them by paying attention to them. And simultaneously, we're showing care for ourselves by not getting lost within them. So there is a sense of care, but also a sense of discipline around these thoughts and emotions. And noticing what is here, and if and whatever is here, how is it behaving? In other words, is there any changing nature that you notice of the thought patterns, of the emotional states, as opposed to being completely static and frozen? In this practice, it's possible to regard our awareness as something quite vast, like the sky. And all the thoughts and emotions can be regarded as clouds. And the clouds, whether they're dark and gray, or rainy, or filled with lightning, or dense and heavy, or the opposite, light and wispy and bright, they don't obstruct the sky. The sky isn't bothered. So that's something to consider or to contemplate as a useful kind of metaphor. That that these thoughts and mind states do not have to obstruct our attention. They can simply come and go like clouds in the sky. And now letting our awareness of our thoughts, our emotions, mind states to dissolve, if at all possible. And now we'll move from this kind of spotlighting different parts of our experience into completely opening up, in a sense, our awareness. So when before we've been choosing different parts of our experience, now we won't choose anything in particular, and instead do a kind of open monitoring, which means that whatever arises in our awareness is what we attend to, or what we pay attention to. And of course, we don't grasp onto anything that does arise. We let it go on its own accord. So, in a similar kind of expansiveness with the listening, when you listen, you're listening in all directions. So now we open our awareness and we open it in all directions, internally, externally. Another way to think about this is dropping the instructions or dropping any kind of doing. Right, so there was a kind of doing for most of this practice in a gentle way. Now moving from doing into being, because we're not choosing any object of attention. So what does it feel like to just be here? And with no instructions to follow. Being aware of the sensations and thoughts, the sounds, all of it, as they come and go. They seem to always arise and they always pass away.